I often write columns on what needs to be done in the garden. I remember once meeting a gentleman who said that his wife read my columns faithfully and then would make a list of gardening tasks he needed to do. He asked if I minded a suggestion for a column topic, and I said sure. After a brief hesitation, he said, "Well, could you do a column sometime about just sitting back and enjoying your garden?" You know, I chuckle each time I recall that conversation, but you know, he had a point. We too often spend so much time working in the garden that we can forget to simply sit down and appreciate what we've accomplished. We also focus so much on what we have to do for our gardens and landscape that we forget what we receive in return. During this busy time of the year when giving and receiving gifts are so much part of the season, it's good to consider that there are many gifts that our gardens give us. Easily appreciated are the bright flowers, sweet fruit, delicious vegetables, and delightful fragrances. These are the gifts that often come to mind first. With a little effort, we can also realize that plants provide privacy and enclosure for our outdoor living spaces, and they provide shade that is so critical in the torrid heat of our summer. Gardening is a well-documented, beneficial form of exercise. It contributes to a healthy lifestyle, and I'm always impressed when I meet gardeners in their 70s, 80s, and even 90s that are still actively gardening. I have to admit, it's like pulling teeth to get me out walking or exercising on a piece of equipment. But I can't wait to get out and dig a bed to plant a crop of vegetables or flowers. Somehow at the end of a day working in the garden, I may feel exhausted, but I'm not tired. There's a fulfilled feeling that you get from accomplishing things that you want to out in your garden and landscape. There's also something about gardening that relieves stress and tension. Working with plants seems to have a calming influence on people. Plants don't argue with us or tell us what to do. There's great satisfaction and a feeling of accomplishment in planting a flower garden or a vegetable garden. Gardeners understand that gardening is more than just growing plants. It feels a deep yearning for the connection we need to something beyond ourselves. Gardens reaffirm our link with nature and help us to recognize that living things like plants and wildlife do have a place in our lives. Gardens teach us to nourish and appreciate the living world, not just to use it. In addition, your landscape is a gift to your community. Well-tended lawns and front gardens full of colorful flowers, trees, and shrubs enrich a neighborhood and create a sense of pride. One caring gardener can inspire others on a block to help create more attractive and pleasant places to live. Finally, gardens give us a sense of place. I do believe that we belong as much to our gardens as they do to us. A garden, whether it's a collection of container plants on an apartment balcony or an extensive landscape, provides a place where we can be who we are without judgment or criticism. When I go out to my garden this time of the year, I can't help but thinking, when I look at the flowers, smell the fragrances, and hold the living earth in my hand, thanks. This is the gift I wanted most. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.